Welcome to Radio 360, a podcast for 360 Records. We hope you like the songs we're going to play for you.
Thanks for all the support. Please find us on Facebook, send us a message where you like to listen, and tell a friend. Thank you.
2 1 1 0. an intrepid Intel has arrived on time. Are you ready for the burn status report?
That's affirmative. Go ahead, Clipper.
Okay, the burn was on time. The burn time was 5 plus 5, 2. The residuals were minus 0.1, plus 0.1, plus 0.1. Delta VC was plus 1.0. The fuel, 3.8.4. The oxidizer, 3.8.7. The unbalance was increased 80 pounds. Over.
Roger, 12, copy.
Computer says we're in a 170 by 61.8. Just like everybody else that just arrived, we're all three of us are plastered to the windows. Look at
this. Roger, understand.
Yeah, for the Navy troops, it doesn't look like a very good place to pull Liberty, though.
Okay, we give you an okay three wire on that one.
Very good. I hope we can say the same thing tomorrow. Say it on for tomorrow.
For Houston, you go for 7.
Roger.
Okay, there you go. Burning.
Intrepid Houston, you were off on that figure by 20 seconds. CSM was right.
Yeah, I had the wrong time. He's burning now, and he looks good out there.
Roger.
The star angle difference is 4 balls, 2. Coming at you with the torching angle.
Roger, Pete.
You're
looking at the 50. Those are great. You're going for DOI. Intrepid Houston, we're looking at an AOS of 109.43.30. And Clipper Houston, we're looking for you AOS at 109.41. Cliff Charles West taking a final poll here. We're giving a go for PDI.
Intrepid Houston, go for PDI. Roger, go for PDI. One minute.
Roger, Pete.
Thank you.
Tonight, at any rate, we've got to go through some theoretical material, so we're on a head trip. I don't know where the trip will end up. It depends on you. But in order to lay the foundation for this, or to examine ideas that are basic to our common sense. Ideas are very powerful. It's not only emotions that are powerful in human life. Psychoanalysis has, of course, examined the emotional bases of human opinions and beliefs. But one should also examine the intellectual bases of psychological principles, or theories, or therapies. Because everybody who speaks a language at all has underneath the surface of the language, or the figuring that he uses, certain basic assumptions which are usually unexamined. And these unexamined systems of belief are extremely powerful in their influence over our lives. We'll begin with one very common idea that's built into our common sense, which is that the world, the physical world, consists of two aspects, respectively form and matter. This was foisted on us by Aristotle, and also by the Bible, because it is said that God created man out of the dust of the earth, and as it were made a figurine in his own image, and then breathed the breath of life into its nostrils, so that this form of clay became a living being. And so underneath that lies the notion that everything material is made of some sort of basic stuff, like clay is the basis of pots. And for centuries, scientists, philosophers wanted to know, what is that stuff? What are we made of? Now look here, a carpenter makes tables out of wood, and a potter makes pots out of clay. But I ask you, is a tree made of wood? Obviously not. A tree is wood. It's not made of it. Is a mountain made of rock? Obviously not. It is rock. See, our language contains innumerable ghosts. Supposing I say, the lightning flashing. Surely the flashing is the same as the lightning. There is not one thing called lightning and another called flashing. The lightning is the flashing. It is raining. What is this it that is raining? The rain. I can make a noun out of the verb any time by turning it into a gerund. So we populate the world with ghosts, which arise out of the structure of our language, and thus, therefore, of the structure of our thinking, because we think in language or in figuring, in numbers. And so it's an intensely fascinating investigation to find out what are the hidden assumptions that underlie language and figuring. In other words, language and mathematics. And here is this basic assumption, you see, that is almost with us all. It comes again and again into our everyday speech, that form, pattern, organization, organisms, are made of something. As if there were some inert, primordial, and of course stupid stuff, energy and intelligence other than the stuff. was particles or whether it was waves. So they called them wavicles. They thought they had come to certain ultimate wavicles called electrons. But then, unfortunately, everything fell apart and they found protons, mesons, and many other extraordinary things. Because, of course, what they didn't realize was that as you make more and more powerful microscopic instruments, the universe has to get smaller and smaller in order to escape the investigation. Just as when the telescopes become more and more powerful, the galaxies have to recede in order to get away from the telescopes. Because what is happening in all these investigations is through us and through our eyes and senses, the universe is looking at itself.
When I want to ask the question, what are the forms made of?
thank you all for listening. A list of the tracks are now available on our website, radio360.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio 360. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Please tell your friends about us.